I want to welcome each of you this morning. It's a tremendous privilege to worship with you. Okay, so here we are, Bark River Bible Church, and we have a speaker today, Nelson Miles. Just a couple things with before I have him come. Nelson has been president of Frontier School of the Bible in LaGrange, Wyoming. For 31 years, he and his wife, Cheryl, have served faithfully there. He was a youth minister in California for 16 years before that. Now, he grew up as a troll, and as you guys know, hey, tough to beat a troll, right? Say I love you, pastor, maybe, I don't know, or pastors. Yeah, they're both trolls. You guys voted as a sin. Anyway, so what I just want to mention a couple things. Frontier's impact on this local church has been dramatic. We have individuals that are there now, have been there, are out serving in different areas, that have graduated there. But Frontier's impact on this local church is pretty big. And so, you know, I just want to acknowledge that and thank God for that. Nelson is a faithful servant, and his ministry's impact is felt here. We are a better church because of the ministry of Frontier and teaching the Word of God to those students and having had that opportunity to learn. And so, you know, just thankful for that. Nelson shared last night, did a great job. We had, I don't know if it was our biggest crowd. If it was not, it's very close, but it was an amazing night and great Word of God. Today will be the same, but, you know, I just want to say he's a personal friend of mine. I've known him for 20-some years, and we've had some great times together. I've had men that have influenced me in my life for Christ, and I'm better for it. Nelson is one of those guys. I was afraid I would do this. Anyway, so I want to just have you welcome him, and we'll call him up, and Nelson, come bring the word to us.
Okay. Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it. It is not. Okay. Well, good morning. It is so good to be here with you for a number of reasons. One, it's a reunion. Just all of the FSB people that are involved in the church here. That's a blessing. It's a blessing just to see what God is doing and in this part of the country. And we are so thankful for the number of students we've had from this church come to Frontier. They've been a great blessing to us. It's really a wonderful thing to come back here. And I appreciate you allowing your pastor to be on the board of Frontier. You know, a board is so essential to an organization and to keep that organization on track and going in the right direction. And so we really appreciate having Brad on our board, and great privilege to serve together with that. But it also is just, it's such a privilege to come and share the Word of God. And I hope that the title of this message does not throw you. If you received an outline as you came in, Darker Than the Inside of a Cow. And I'll explain the reason for that particular title. But I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. And verse 105. Years ago, there was a cowboy that would take me elk hunting just south of Jackson, Wyoming. And this cowboy had a ministry to cowboys called Rodeo Bible Camp. I don't know how many of you have ever heard of this, but before he got saved, he was very, very involved in bronc riding, and God just changed his life. He was one of the first students to come to Frontier, and he left Frontier and started a brand new type of ministry. It was a ministry to young people who loved rodeo. And so these camps, they would teach rodeo skills, and they'd teach them the Bible at the same time. And those ministries just spread all over our part of the country. There's still a number of rodeo Bible camps. Even though Gary is with the Lord, those camps live on, and it's reaching young people that love rodeo. Many of the pro rodeo guys and gals have gone to rodeo Bible camp and are believers. But he would take us way back in the wilderness on horseback, and he had this old army tent that we stayed in. There was no light that would come into that tent at all because of how thick it was and the material and so on. And Gary used all kinds of cowboy lingo. And I remember coming into the tent one day, and he says, "It's darker than the inside of a cow in here," which is cowboy talk for it's very, very dark. But he had all kinds of sayings like that, and it was hilarious. I remember we'd have some hunters from Michigan that would come with us, and we would all just laugh as he would tell stories and use these expressions that most of us had never heard. Gary is with the Lord now, but it was also not just dark in the tent. And Gary would tell me how to navigate through the woods in absolute darkness. We would stay out elk hunting until it was dark, and we'd find our horses. And he said, "Nelson, when you get on your horse, just give your horse its reins and trust him to get you back to camp." Seriously, I could not see my hand in front of my face. He said, "That horse will be able to make its way back. It knows where the food is. Just trust your horse." And I found that he was accurate. The only thing he didn't tell me about was low-hanging branches. And that was a hazard in itself. I didn't share that last night about hazards, but that was a hazard. And it's interesting how dark sometimes it is when you're out hunting, but I found that many times in our lives we can go through some dark times, some very dark times. Sometimes our lives can be darker than the inside of a cow. And, you know, we live in a dark world, but God has given us several things to light our way as we make our way through life. And one of the ways that he does that is through his word. And I'd like us to look at Psalm 119, 105, and it says this: "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." A lamp to my feet, a light to my path. You know, in the days before electricity, we all know that people used candles to light their way, or they'd have a lantern to light their way. It was a very, very important thing in their life to light their way. And the answer, or the question, is why? Why was that so important? And I think the answer is very obvious. But the answer to that, why did they need those lights? It's the same thing for why the Word of God is so important to you and me today. Well, this morning we're going to look at three very practical reasons every believer needs the lamp and light of God's Word. Let's pray before we get into this. Father in heaven, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the opportunity this morning we have to study it, to allow it to impact our lives. I ask this morning that we would all see the importance of your word in our everyday life. So, Father, I ask that you would guide and direct us this morning. I pray that your Spirit would teach us, that we would just have a great time together as we look into your word. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The first practical reason that we need the lamp and light of God's word is that a lamp comforts. A lamp comforts. I don't know how many of you remember back when you were a child and it was just so dark in your bedroom, and you know, you look into your closet and you'd see white shirts, and you know, there'd be times I'd wonder if somebody was in my closet, or I would wonder if my brother Tim was coming in on his hands and knees, sneaking across my floor to eventually come to my bed and grab onto me, which he did often. A nightlight would have given me great comfort to be able to see what was going on, my surroundings, and so on. And we see this with the Word of God. A lamp comforts, when we have trials and problems going on in our lives. I'm going to guess, if I ask this morning, how many of you are dealing with a trial in your life? Just about every hand would go up. We all have them. Some are big, some are small, but we all have them. This morning, some of you are dealing with the loss of someone. Very, very difficult. Very real to our family, as my wife's mother passed away from dementia just not long ago. Some of you are dealing with health issues that can really be difficult. I used to wonder why my parents went to the doctor so much, and now I'm living the dream. I mean, I'm going through the same things that they went through. But there are serious health issues that can be affecting our lives. Sometimes there are family issues, and those are tough. When there's something going on within the home, within our family, those are really, really difficult things to deal with. Maybe there's some needs that have come up in our life that are serious needs. Maybe something that's job-related or whatever, but lots of things going on that can go on in our lives, and it can lead to discouragement. And it's at these times where Satan loves to come and lie to us. Things like this. If God really loved you, he would not allow this to happen. Or, where is God? You know, it doesn't look like he loves you. And Satan loves to plant seeds of doubt within our minds. He would love for us to turn away from God instead of to God. He wants us to walk in defeat rather than victory. Last year, two of our students at Frontier were killed in a car accident just a few miles outside of LaGrange. They were T-boned by a semi-truck, and one of the hardest things I've ever done was tell our student body that one of our school family had gone to be with the Lord. Two of our school family went to be with the Lord. I told them this in a chapel service. There was great weeping that happened that day. The parents of these kids came to Frontier. That's where they wanted to be. in the midst of their loss, in the midst of their suffering, they wanted to be with their kids' school family. And we had a chapel service, and I'll tell you, just watching everyone coming in, it was very, very sobering. But what did we do in that chapel service? We read from God's Word. We sang about the Lord. We remembered those two students. And I wish I could have filmed how everyone came into that service and how they came out. Honestly, we came out rejoicing. As we focused on the Word of God, it just uplifted everyone. Our lamp, the Word of God, illuminates different things. Things like God's attributes. God is a God of love. God is a God who uses the circumstances of our life for good. We have a God who is sovereign. He is in control. And we were focusing on all of those different things. We were given truths that we could hang on to in the midst of a very, very dark time. Lamp comforts when we have trials and problems, but also when we have doubts and fears, when we can't see what's ahead. There are so many things that we can worry about. But again, God's Word lights up promises for us. Promises like this: I will never leave you or forsake you. What a great promise. Or what about this? Give your burdens to the Lord and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. That's great to know. What's causing some of our doubts and fears today? Well, I would say one of the things would be what's going on in our country and in our world. My grandson, Silas, when he was 11 years old, he was sitting around the table listening to the adults talking about current events. And it was beginning to unnerve him, you know, as everyone was talking about what's happening here and what's happening here, and he really started to become fearful. Not only that, at the same time, he knew he was going to have to go to the dentist the next day, and he hated the dentist. He just didn't know what was going to happen. And so he came to his mom and just sharing all of his doubts and fears. And my daughter Michelle said, "Silas, why don't you go and read your Bible?" So he went to his room, and he put the word stress into his Bible app and found verses on that. And he just was there in his bedroom focusing on God's Word. Later on, he came out. He had been uplifted. God had relieved his fears and his doubts, and God even helped him with the thought of going to the dentist. Years ago, when I was teaching in a Christian school, the principal was going on vacation, and he said, "Why don't you come with us?" I was a bachelor at the time, and we went to Disneyland. And they had a little girl in their family, and we went on this ride called the Haunted Mansion. And she was very nervous about this, and it you know, makes it look like there's ghosts and things like that flying around and so on. But toward the end of the ride broke down, and we were right in a spot where it was darker than the inside of a cow. And I could just feel that there was some tension sitting next to me. And pretty soon she says, "Mr. Miles, are you still here?" And I didn't answer her. Just kidding. I said, "Yes, I'm right here." Well, that gave her great assurance. I mean, she didn't have a light. She couldn't see anything. But just knowing that I was there, that gave her all the comfort that she needed. It's true of us in our darkness. God is right there. He has not forgotten about us. And God's word says that over and over again to us. God's nightlight, God's flashlight, God's stadium lights of his word strengthen our faith, calms our doubts and fears. Let me give you some verses. Years ago, with our youth group, we had been ministering to some gangs there in Santa Rosa, California. And they got upset. One of the gang members he trusted Christ as Savior one night after youth group. And I got a phone call saying that they knew where I lived and they were going to kill me. And I asked this young man that had been saved, I said, "How seriously do you take these guys?" He said, "Well, they're the same guys that do the drive-by shootings in Santa Rosa." Oh, that's great to hear, you know. But that did bring some doubt and some fear. You know, having a family, that's a big deal. So my wife and I would send verses to each other throughout the day. I want to give you some of those verses. I think they're there on your outline, but Psalm 119:50 says this, "Your promise revives me. It comforts me in all my troubles." This is one of my favorites. Psalm 119:92 says, "If your instructions had not sustained me with joy, I would have died in my misery." Psalm 119:165. Of course, this whole psalm is about God's word. It says, "Those who love your instructions have great peace and do not stumble." Every believer needs the lamp and light of God's word because it comforts. But secondly, a lamp gives counsel. We need to know how to live in a very, very dark world. It gives counsel, A, with the revealed will of God. It has so much to say about how to live. Every topic that we could imagine, God's word gives instruction on that. We have an instruction manual right here on how to live life. So many people, they don't know how to live their life because they don't know God's word. It's critical. It lights our way. It reveals how to live a Christ-like life. I teach a class at Frontier called Christian Family. Many of our students grew up in a home where there was no Christian influence whatsoever. And they have no idea, how does a family work? God's word gives much information on that. It tells us how to be a Christ-like friend, a Christ-like husband and father, Christ-like mother, wife, a Christ-like child. It gives such great instruction on life, how to be a Christ-like employee or boss or student, and so many other aspects of life. It tells us how to make good decisions, really good decisions. It's from God, who knows everything. How to deal with problems. Sometimes we're going through problems, we don't know what to do, but God's word lights how we should respond, how to deal with sin and temptation. Without the word of God, we're traveling blind. There is a Bible camp that I've spoken at in northern Utah, and it seems like during their high school camp, there's no moon, and it's just as dark as can be. And I would stay in this little camper, and I could feel, you know, the road with my feet, but I couldn't tell where the camper was, and I'd have to count how many campers down mine was so I didn't accidentally walk in someone else's cabin. And I'd feel along the side, and if I didn't have that road, I would get so lost. Another person was going down that road, and they sensed something was in front of them. And they're squinting, looking at what is this, and realized there is a bull moose standing right in front of them, looking right at them. Well, from that point on, they never forgot a flashlight walking on that road. Traveling blind. I'm so thankful that God's word lights our way. It lights our way. It shows us the way to go so that we don't deviate from the right path in life. So important for us to be in the word of God. But it also helps with the unrevealed will of God. Be there in your outline. Things not specifically mentioned in the Bible. And you say, well, how does God do that? Well, it's through the word of God that we grow in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Our Christian life is a relationship, and it's so important that we're listening to God through his word, but then we talk to God. It's a relationship, talking back and forth and growing in this relationship. As we grow in a relationship with somebody, it's easier to know their desires and their will. My wife and I have been married for a number of years, and there are certain things that don't even need to be said, and we know what the other one is thinking. Or sometimes when they say something, they don't really mean what they're saying. For instance, when my wife says, "What do you want to have for dinner tonight?" It doesn't really mean, "What do you really want to have for dinner tonight?" It means, "I would like to go out for dinner tonight." You know, it's just an unspoken thing. We both know what it means. And because we've been married long enough, we have those kinds of things that you just know. In Warren Wiersbe's commentary on 1 Corinthians 2:16, he says, "The maturing Christian grows in his spiritual discernment and develops the ability with the Spirit's help to understand more and more of the will and mind of God." As we walk with God, as we study his word, communicate with him, as we depend on the Spirit of God, we're given the mind of Christ. The Bible tells us that. But the Word of God is such an important part in that. I remember back when I went to Bible school. Here I grew up in a ministry home, but I did not have any personal time in God's Word. Through my junior high school years, so on. And it wasn't until I got to Bible school that I began to realize, you know, the Christian life is more of a relationship. Up until that time, I was just checking off certain things. If I do this and this and this, and I don't do this, I'm a good Christian. But I was not developing a relationship with Christ. One of the things that I have appreciated about my kids has been to see that they've had a hunger for the Word of God starting at a very, very young age. That did not happen with me, not till I got to Bible school. But as I began to grow, and I had a very hard time discerning certain aspects of God's will. But as I began to grow in my walk with the Lord, that started to come. So many want to know the mind of Christ without getting to know Christ, and that's a big mistake. That's a big problem. Something else I think is important is that the Word helps light our way one step at a time. We had an instructor at Frontier. He had a song called One Step at a Time. God just wants us to take one step at a time and trust Him, and He does it many times, show us beyond that one step. We just need to be faithful, take the next step, and trust Him for the future to lead us and to guide us. God doesn't usually show the entire trail. Preacher's commentary says, follow what God has revealed and leave the rest of the trail to God. I think that's good. A couple of passages of Scripture, Psalm 18, 28 and 33 says, you light a lamp for me. The Lord, my God, lights up my darkness. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, enabling me to stand on mountain heights. Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5, show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me. For you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you. Every believer needs the lamp and light of God's word, because it comforts, it gives counsel, and a lamp protects. It protects. From what? First of all, from obstacles and dangers. As we walk through this life, this dark world, the light of God's word is so important. It shows us the dangers that are out there. And there's a lot of dangers. We're seeing that in our country right now. So many dangers. God's word shows us how to avoid dangers. Keeps us from stumbling, from falling. Imagine driving a car at night with no headlights. That's exactly how many people go through life, by not being in the Word of God. If we're neglecting the Word of God, we're doing the same thing. Psalm 91, verse 4 says, His faithful promises are your armor and protection. They protect us. Proverbs 30 and verse 5, every word of God proves true. He is a shield to all who come to Him for protection. And this is one of the ways we come to Him, is through His word. We find protection. It protects us from false doctrine. That's B on your outline. You know, it's interesting how you can find false doctrine in so many places today. We can go on television and hear so many things on Christian stations that just aren't true. They're not biblical. How do you know what's right, what's wrong? The internet has so many different things that people get themselves into false teaching because they read it on the internet. It's got to be true. But not comparing it with Scripture. Books can do the same thing. There's so many books out here that could derail a Christian, give false doctrine. But if we are into the Word of God, it can keep us from that. light reveals the faults. Listen to what Paul says to Timothy about the last days. 2 Timothy 3 and 4. But evil people and imposters will flourish. They will deceive others and will themselves be deceived. But you must remain faithful to the things to which you've been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You've been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. Being grounded in truth. The Word protects us from false teaching. Every believer needs the lamp and light of God's Word because it comforts, it gives counsel, and it protects. This morning, during Sunday school, there was a quote from Hudson Taylor. I'm going to end my time with a quote about the famous missionary Hudson Taylor. And this is what they say. They said, the hardest part of a missionary career, Mr. Taylor found, is to maintain regular, prayerful Bible study. Satan will always find you something else to do. He would have endorsed these words, take time. Give God time to reveal himself to you. Give yourself time to be silent and quiet before him, waiting to receive through the Spirit the assurance of his presence with you, his power working in you. Take time to read his word as in his presence, that from it you may know what he asks of you and what he promises you. Let the word strengthen you for the work of daily life. Again and again and again, this is what helped Hudson Taylor. It encouraged him. Boy, did he go through trials in his life. And it saw Hudson Taylor through those trials. And as I read things like this, I want to reflect on myself. Nelson, how has your time in the Word been? Folks, are we traveling blind, or are we spending time where our path is being illumined? I think, as a dad, have I been ingraining God's Word in the lives of my kids? Even though they're all grown, they're all out of the house. My son-in-law is a pastor in Utah, and sometimes he'll call and is discouraged with something going on, and I'll listen. And when he's done, I say, well, let's take a look at some scripture verses. And he'd say, I knew you were going to do that. And yeah, you knew I was going to do that, but that's where we go to for truth. That's where we go to for comfort. And all these different things. As a mother, pouring God's word into our kids, ourselves, so that we can be the kind of parent that we ought to be. Young people, I want to give you a challenge. If you've never started a personal time with God, start it. It's one of the things, I work with a youth group at LaGrange Bible Church, and it's one of the things this year I'm really going to encourage them in is don't wait like I did. I was traveling blind through junior high and high school. I needed to be in God's Word. I want to encourage your young people with that. And I have one other thing I want to encourage the young people with. Are you ready? Pray about 1 year of Bible training as a foundation for your life. pray about 1 year. I'm telling you, you can go on to school and you're gonna see your faith constantly being attacked. But to be grounded in God's word and to be able to recognize falsehood and so on, it's a year that will never be wasted. I encourage every youth group I've ever worked with, I've encouraged the young people to pray about 1 year. And it's such a great thing to be immersed in God's word. Well, let's just close in a word of prayer. Father, I do thank you for your word. You didn't create us and just leave us to try to figure out what's right and wrong in life and to, by trial and error, seek to deal with the trials of life. But God, you have given us a book that is a supernatural book. It's living and it's powerful. And Father, it's something that every one of us needs to be in. And so, Lord God, I pray that as we go home away from church, that we would not just forget about what we looked at this morning. That perhaps even right now some decisions would be made on your word and maybe some goals being set. Father, I pray that you would help us to live out this passage of Scripture. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you so much, Lord God, for the privilege of meeting together this morning. And I just pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We are dismissed.